Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It is a chilly Friday heading into the weekend. It's January the 21st. I'm Scoot on the air. Really glad you're with us this afternoon. Ian Hoke is in the other studio, and this is going to be a free-for-all Friday show. We've got a lot of stuff to cover, and if you feel like calling in, if you've got a comment or an opinion about anything we talk about, it's free-for-all Friday. You can call the Oakland Heart Jewelers talk and text line at 504-260-1870, but we've got a lot of stuff to roll through this afternoon, so we hope you find it informative, but most of all, we hope you find it entertaining. All right, reach over there and crank it up. This is what you have been working for. Yeah, it's going to be a little on the chilly side this weekend. Brought my plants in, and you know, I don't have a pet, and I live alone, so all I have that's living in my apartment are the plants. I mean, maybe there's a little fungus somewhere growing, but I don't know of any. I try to keep things clean, but so I've got my plants, and I really find myself enjoying the fact that I have to take care of my plants. And I think as human beings, it's kind of important for us to know that something or somebody depends on us. And some of you have pets, kids, grandkids. Again, my son and my grandkids live in Portland, so I'm not around them all the time. And I don't have a pet, so my plants are it. But there's something about being a human that kind of makes you appreciate taking care of something. And I've got to take care of my plants or they die. And I've got a croton in particular that, especially when the weather got to be like in the 50s, there were some new leaves coming out. And it really didn't do well. And so I had to bring it in. It's doing well, really well now. But I like the feeling that these plants are depending on me. And I like the idea that it's really cold outside and I'm taking care of them. So anyway, just think about that as a human being. I think we'd like to take care of things. And we like to know that things depend on us. All right, so here's some good news. Even with inflation, it seems like the crawfish crop is going to be so good this year, and it started early because of all the warm weather we had in December, that it's going to be a great year, and the crawfish are going to be relatively cheap. And right now, I think the average is $3.50 a pound. A boiled crawfish are going for $4.50 a pound, which is really inexpensive. Now, this cold snap that we've got right now is going to slow things down a little bit, but it's going to be back and come back really soon. We've got some sad stuff to talk about in the news. Louis Anderson, the comedian, has passed away. Meatloaf, the singer and actor, has passed away. So we'll get to all of that in just a few minutes. I want to open up by really applauding all the police departments that were involved in the big bust in Jefferson Parish. They got these thug punks that were stealing cars and breaking into cars. Five people arrested. And again, this is a reminder that, you know, there's only a few people out there doing this. But there are enough to create just terror. So the few that are doing it need to be stopped. But don't extend this activity on everybody that you think is part of the same group, because that's not fair. I believe 5 people arrested, 3 adults and 2 juveniles. So the adults are teaching the juveniles how to take over the business when they get older. And it's pathetic. And we have talked about this so much. We're not going to really get into this afternoon. But I'm going to be interested to see what comes out of the city council meeting with District Attorney Jason Williams. And I'll tell you, there's a backlash around the country right now. There is a backlash against progressive liberal policies that have created the situation we have today. And if you look at New Orleans compared to Jefferson, St. Bernard, St. Tammany, the other surrounding parishes, the problem is explained in the progressive liberal mentality of New Orleans. And we have a district attorney who appears to be progressive. Now, I'm giving Jason Williams the benefit of the doubt. Let's see what he really does. But there's a backlash against this. And, you know, years ago, contrary to preconceived ideas about me, I have talked about this for a long time, that it's a liberal attitude toward criminals that has only emboldened the criminals. It's only encouraged them to commit crimes. At some point, you got to take care of people. At some point, you got to just punish them and not worry about what happened to them to get to that point. Now, we can talk about what should be done, and we talk about this a lot. Let's reinforce the idea that you got to take care of your kids when they're born. And you shouldn't have kids if you're not prepared to take care of kids. I mean, it's really that simple. But a lot of these kids, the common denominator is no father, no mother, and people taking advantage of a system that rewards the behavior of having children out of wedlock. Nobody to raise them. So they're raised by the street. And they end up hurting you, end up hurting me. They end up terrorizing us. Now, this is a problem in other cities. But it's really interesting how prominent it is in New Orleans compared to surrounding parishes, which really does point to the liberal progressive mentality. So I am a radical moderate. Many times I'm very conservative. Many times I'm very liberal. But when it comes to law and order and personal accountability and welfare reform and all those kind of things, I'm very, very conservative. And I know we're at an age when everybody's so quick to pass judgment. You're this, you're that. And people lock on to this idea that this is what you are, and they don't really pay attention to what you're really standing for or what you're really saying. And to me, that's sad. Anyway, we will talk more about that as time goes on. Ian Hoke in our studio today. Ian, good afternoon.
How do you like my hoodie?
I like your hoodie. You're wearing a hoodie.
It's the first time I'm wearing it. I got this hoodie for Christmas, and I put it on today because, like a sociopath, I scooted over here this morning.
It had to be cold.
It was very, very cold.
I mean, you got to have gloves, but it's still got to be cold.
I have like gloves that are like cool, like motorcycle gloves that are supposed to protect your fingers if you wipe out. But they don't keep my fingers warm, so I wore just like some regular cloth gloves today. So if I wiped out, my hands would get all screwed up, but at least my little fingies weren't too cold.
That's good. Yeah, it was bold for you to scoot in today because it was cold. I mean, it's cold coming in today. In fact, you know what I saw today? I noticed this. I hadn't seen this in a long time, and I know you know exactly what I'm talking about because you lived in Colorado.
Mm-hmm.
When you're heading up into the mountains.
Yeah.
And I noticed this in Seattle, Portland, and in Denver.
Okay.
When you're heading up into the mountains, when it's raining on the ground level, it's raining, and you start to head up into the mountains, the raindrops change.
Uh-huh.
And they're not snowflakes yet, but instead of a drop, it's like just a bunch of little tiny...
Like a pin.
Tiny dots. Yeah, like little pin dots.
Yeah, definitely.
All together.
Uh-huh.
And that's the next step is to become a snowflake.
I think, yeah.
I saw that coming in on my windshield today.
Yeah, tiny little drops.
Yes.
I think I experienced, when we got home, what did we do last night? It doesn't matter, but we came home from somewhere, and I felt like a little bit of drop on my neck. Oh, I wasn't going anywhere. I was just taking out the garbage. Sorry, I'm kind of speaking out loud here. trying to remember what I did last night. I stepped outside for a second last night, and I felt some like tiny little pin drop raindrops, and I thought the same thing. I was like, that's how you know it's damn cold.
But I could just see it. I mean, it brought back memories of when you're driving from ground level up into the mountains, and you start to hit that level where the snow starts. It goes from what I saw today into snow. So it was the very beginning of what would be snow. I want to talk about tattoos because there's a woman whose LinkedIn photograph has gone viral. She works for a big financial institution, and she's got sleeve tattoos on her arms. And her boss applauded her for doing this. She took a portrait without long sleeves showing her sleeve tattoos. It hit LinkedIn, and it went viral. And her boss even supported her. He said, let's roll with the tattoos, loud and proud. And I love this because there still seems to be this stigma about people with tattoos. Do you have tattoos? Do you feel like you're judged because of your tattoos? I've got a few. I want to get more. I really do. My son has great ink on his chest, his back, his arms. And I think it really looks awesome. So I need to get some more. But I don't like the idea that in 2022, there are still people judging people with tattoos. Like, you know, there was a long time ago, you could judge people with tattoos because there was a stereotype that got tattoos. But not anymore. You can't stereotype people with tattoos. Now, maybe there's a limit to what people do, and I'm not talking about supporting profanity or anything like that, or obscenity in tattoos, but just the artwork of tattoos. Are you still judging people, even if it's a wait staff person, are you still judging people who have tattoos? I never did. If you want to join us with a comment, the Oakland Heart Jewelers Talk and Text Line, 504-260-1870. So we're going to get into that this afternoon. So a couple of people have passed away. Louis Anderson, the Emmy Award-winning comedian, is dead at the age of 68.
A popular comedy performer has passed away. Louis Anderson has died. Word of his death comes from his longtime publicist, who had just announced days ago that the comedian and actor was hospitalized in Las Vegas for cancer treatment. His rep says Anderson died from complications from a type of non-Hodgkin lymphoma. He was 68 years old. Anderson had been a presence in comedy, on TV, and in the movies for four decades. He won an Emmy in 2016, playing the mother of two twin adult sons in the TV series Baskets. He was in the original Eddie Murphy movie Coming to America, and in last year's sequel to the 1988 comedy, and for a time, Anderson hosted a revival of the game show Family Feud. I'm Oscar Wells Gabriel.
In 1993, Louis Anderson said in an interview that he was trying to lose weight.
If it took you 39 years to get this weight, then give yourself 39 years to lose it. And I think it's really a valid point, because then you're not on this one-week, two-week plan that isn't going to work anyway.
You know, that's a really good point. If you try to lose weight, don't expect to do it like overnight. And also, Meat Loaf, the singer, the actor, is dead.
He was larger than life, roaring onto the rock scene in 1977 with the classic Paradise by the Dashboard Light. It never felt so good, it never felt so right. Texas native Marvin Lee Adday in 2019 talked about his theatrical performances and how he's acting out characters.
I do every song on a record in character, different people.
Meat Loaf had a number of health issues over the years, including passing out during a show in Edmonton in 2016. He won a Grammy in 1994. Meatloaf's agent confirming his death at the age of 74 and says, "Don't ever stop rocking." I'm Jackie Quinn.
In 1993, Meatloaf, in an interview, said that when his first hit, his first number one single on the Billboard charts was number one, was hitting big, he said it really didn't make him feel any differently.
I'm sitting the other day and I said to myself, you know, when you have the number one single, aren't you supposed to feel something different? I mean, like, is it like some magic wand supposed to hit you on the head and sprinkle it with fairy dust or something, and you know, you're able to fly like Peter Pan? Doesn't happen. I feel the same pressure that I felt then, because I don't really change. My philosophy doesn't change. my attitude towards the work doesn't change because I've always been about the work.
Meatloaf also said in an interview, in fact, that same interview in 93, that it was just an honor having people bring his work into their homes and into their lives.
My job is to return the love. My job is not to become a star or be exclusive or be any of that. My job is to return the love. And that's what I'm always about.
Meatloaf was also in a number of movies, including the Rocky Horror Picture Show. He was also in the movie Fight Club. And here he is in 1999 promoting the movie Fight Club, saying, you know, I'm really not that picky about movie roles.
Anybody calls me up, I go, oh, sure, okay. I'm not doing anything. I'll come down. And I don't read the scripts and I don't pay any attention. I just go and I just like have fun with it. It's like going to class to me. I said to Art Carney when I was doing Roadie, how do you decide what scripts you're going to do? And he goes, oh, I just do them all. Don't you? He says, no. He says, because the ones that are good, everybody sees, and the ones that are bad, no one ever knows.
Great philosophy, but really sad to hear that rock legend Meatloaf is dead at the age of 74. And as a young DJ, I was playing his songs when they were first released on the radio. And this was one of the big hits from Meatloaf. And somebody else died this week that we didn't mention yet, Marty Roberts. Marty Roberts was part of Marty and Elaine. That's the older couple that was playing in the Dresden Lounge in the movie Swingers. Remember the movie Swingers? And they're playing, I think that was, you know, Stayin' Alive or I don't know, some crazy disco song. But Marty Roberts of Marty and Elaine from the Dresden Lounge in L.A. has passed away. I'm Scoot. We'll be back on WWL.
Call from Mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
All right, so do you have any tattoos? You proud of them? Regret any tattoos that you got? Do your kids have tattoos? Do you like them? Do you still judge people who have tattoos? What about the What about the oral hygienist at the dentist? What about the nurse? What about the server? Do you judge any of these people with tattoos? I don't, but I know a lot of people do. This woman in New Jersey recently had a photograph go viral on LinkedIn. Jessica Leonard is a partner with the private equity firm of Evolution Capital Partners. She has tattoos, sleeve tattoos on her arms. And so around the office, she wears long sleeve shirts to cover the tattoos. In taking a recent portrait, corporate portrait, she did not wear long sleeves and she let the tattoos show. Her boss said, "Let's roll with the tattoos," loud and proud. And this went viral on LinkedIn. And this is an example of corporate America, very conservative corporate America, accepting tattoos. And for those who have said, those in my generation, the boomer generation, who have said, well, what are these kids going to do when they get older? I mean, they're going to have these tattoos. Well, guess what? They will define what it means to be the establishment. Their tattoos and their piercings will define what it means to be in the establishment. In the same way that baby boomers define the establishment today. You know, blue jeans are accepted. You can wear blue jeans or black jeans. You can wear jeans. There was a time you couldn't wear jeans in fancy restaurants. You can wear jeans almost anywhere now. And I think that's a result of the baby boomer influence. The length of somebody's hair is not a big deal. It was when we were growing up, when we were not in charge. Now we're the establishment, so it's not that big a deal anymore. And so today's young people will define their generation as the establishment. But I'd love to talk to you about your tattoos. Do you feel judged? I want to get some more. I think I need some more on my arms. Seriously, I mean, I want to be a little more tatted up. I've got five tattoos. I'm very proud of all of them. Have no regrets. But yeah, I think I need, I would love to kind of have like, I know I'm not going to get close to sleeves, but I think I need more tattoos.
You got plenty of real estate there. Why don't you go for the sleeves, man?
I do. I've got some real estate here.
Get some mermaids on there.
That's just it. I'm not sure what I want yet.
You could get a portrait of your granddaughter. That's real. Like a little, her,
that
her
would be,
beautiful
that,
little
yeah,
face.
It would be cool if it ends up looking like her.
I've seen some tattoos. I knew a guy. People's kids, they get done in a prison or whatever. It looks terrible.
I knew a guy that had a tattoo done, and he wanted Johnny Cash, and it looked just like Frank Sinatra.
Oh no!
What do you do? I mean,
this is my Frank Sinatra. Oh, you must really love Frank Sinatra.
No, it's supposed to be Johnny Cash.
I don't.
Yeah, so you know, I'm not into the. I don't know. I'm concerned about like any kind of a portrait kind of a thing. But anyway, yeah, I'm gonna work on getting a couple of more tats. All right, let's go to Cosmo in New Orleans. Hey, Cosmo, you're on WWL.
Hey, Scoog, how you doing today?
I'm good.
Yeah, it's cold. I went out for a run this morning.
Yeah, it's
4 miles. Yeah, it was pretty brisk with the wind. I know you want to get the serious stuff out of the way first, especially on Friday. Wanted to comment about crime, in particular, the problems of this city. First of all, I think there's a lot of factors that are leading to the carjacking, the robberies, et cetera. I think definitely the criminal justice system is broken in this city, and it's just not during COVID. It's before COVID. It's been a problem, and no politician, no leader, very, very few religious leaders even want to bring up the big problem. It's kids having kids out of wedlock. I know you talk about it a lot, but nobody wants to go there. Nobody even wants to talk about that. Now, that's the big picture, and that's been plaguing this city and other cities around the country for decades. And it's not about poverty so much. It's about parents being held, holding their children and bringing them up in a proper way to be accountable.
Yep, it's all true. It's all true, Cosmo. It's all part of the same thing, and we talk about it all the time. And until the leaders who have influence in certain areas in society, until they're the ones that start to shame the behavior that put us in this position, then nothing's going to change.
Right. And somebody called on the show yesterday. I was listening to him. The bonds in other parishes are much higher compared to the judges that give these bonds to these thugs in this city to make them think twice about committing a crime. And I don't know. There's a lot of solutions that could be held here. One, fund the police more police on the ground. That's number one. The city, the mayor could find it if she really wanted to. She focuses well on COVID and the pandemic. She needs to focus on crime. Number two, hold the parents responsible for these people that are being released and the same ones that are going out and committing the same crime over and over and over again. It's not a revolving door. It's a drive-through. Right. And the parents need to be held accountable.
Well, in a lot of cases, I think you're right.
When these children are arrested.
All right. Cosmo, I appreciate the call. Look, we're not going to let this topic go, but we're not going to focus on it today. Unless something comes up and we have to, but we're not going to let this topic go, and we're going to continue to pressure leaders. The mayor is so interested in protecting the citizens. She describes them as her people. She wants to protect her people from COVID, but she doesn't give a damn about her people when it comes to crime because she doesn't say anything. There was a meeting the other day. Let's see if this yields any change. Let's go to Jack and Gentile. Hey, Jack, welcome to the show.
Good. I've been wondering when Meatloaf made one of his first videos, there was a very attractive young lady that sang with him with one of his duos, and I'm trying to remember who that lady was.
I don't know. If somebody knows, call us or send us a text message. We'll try and find out, Jack.
It was one of the videos that really got my attention way back when.
Do you remember the song? I vaguely remember all of his videos, but nothing in particular.
They just got up into each other's face and sang to each other, and it was amazing. Yeah.
All right. Well, Jack, we're going to try and find out, so just stay with us. All right. If you want to join us with a comment, the Oakland Heart Jewelers Talk and Text line, 504-260-1870. We're coming back with more of your calls. I want to hear about your tattoos, and I want to hear, and be honest, do you judge people who have tattoos, or are we beyond this? Because you can no longer stereotype people who have tattoos. All of that has changed. If you're on hold, stay with us. Your calls, your text, coming up next. It is a chilly, it's a cold Friday afternoon. I'm Scoot. We'll be back on WWL.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
All right, so you got any tattoos? Do you feel like you are judged? And give me a good reason why it's fair in this year of 2022 to still be judging people who have tattoos. I'm Scoot on the air. Got a few. Thinking about getting some more. Here's the Oakland Heart Jewelers Talk and Text line, 504-260-1870. 504-260-1870. Let's go to Missy in Covington. Hey, Missy, welcome to the show.
Hi, Scoot. Thanks for talking to me.
Sure. Glad you called.
A friend of mine actually called me and told me that you were on talking about tattoos, and she said I had to call you.
And you've got some tattoos.
I got a bunch of tattoos.
You do. How much money do you think you have invested in tattoos? About?
Oh, well, a couple $1,000 probably.
Wow. Yeah. You know, you don't want to go to the cheapest tattoo artist. You know, you want to go to a good one. And if it costs a little more, you know, so what? I mean, you just don't want somebody who, you know, is, you know, bargain basement prices. That's, you know, something you shouldn't consider when it comes to tattoos.
Yes, indeed. Yeah. My tattoo artist is an Evita, and she is fabulous. I've gotten to where I actually carry around her cards or business cards because I can't even go into Walmart without at least one person coming up and talking about my tattoos.
So tell me about your tattoos. What do you have?
oh, wow, let's see. I've got dragons and phoenixes and a tiger. And let's see what else. Mother Earth depicted on two places. Let me look around. A vine of passion flower going up my left arm.
Hmm.
Pretty much like that.
Do you have any hidden places?
Yeah.
Was it strange to get them in those hidden places? Because I mean, I saw a tattoo once, and a woman had she had flames. They were like flames on the side of a 57 Chevy coming out of her genitalia. And I would have thought, you know, I mean, that's a real personal place to get a tattoo. Is it weird when you get a tattoo in a sensitive place like that?
That's not where I've got them. I've got them on my tummy, but I won't get anything like that.
What's the tattoo you've got?
Last month, I go once a month now. I have a standing appointment with Julie. I go once a month, and we work on ones because I don't like small ones. I like big tattoos.
And sometimes they can't finish it in one sitting, correct?
Yeah, and I'm on disability, so I can only afford an hour. So she does an hour's work, worth of work, and then I go back the next month.
All right.
It's something for me to look forward to.
That's interesting. I mean, like, people make appointments to get their hair cut every month. You make an appointment to get a tattoo every month.
Yeah.
Yeah. But, I mean, are you going to run out of real estate at some point? You're going to run out of skin?
No, I'm not going to. If I run out of skin, then I'll just have stuff added to my tattoos.
Okay. You're addicted, babe.
I am.
You got
I'm
a little problem.
I'm also doing them. No. No. I think it's wonderful. I like my tattoos. I have met more people who come up and say things about my tattoos than any other. It's like a club.
That's really nice. So you don't really feel like you're judged? Do you feel like people judge you because of your tattoos? I mean, you must feel that at some point.
Yeah, sometimes. But I'm 65. I don't really care what people think anymore.
Gotta love that
attitude. If they don't like it, they don't think it.
All right. So what's the name of your tattoo person in Abita?
Julie at Abita Tattoo.
Julie at Abita Tattoo.
Yep. Okay. She is wonderful.
All right. I appreciate you mentioning that, Missy, and have fun with your tattoos, and I appreciate you calling the show.
Thank you very much. Okay. I appreciate you talking to me.
Thanks. Let's go to Ian Hoke with some of your text messages.
First up.
Yes.
In answer to Jack's question about who's the female vocalist that Meatloaf did the duet with. We don't have one answer. We have three. So maybe we can kind of pick this apart a little bit.
Okay.
On the Oakman Art Jewelers talking text line, we got some people say it was Ellen Foley.
Okay.
Others say, no, it was not Ellen. It was Carla DeVito. Others say it was neither Carla nor Ellen. It was Bonnie Tyler. So this suggests to me, and a cursory Google search has kind of confirmed this, that Meatloaf did work with all those women. So We kind of need to see the specific video that Jack was referring to identify which that is. But then somebody called I'll tell you this. They'll call back at 3 o'clock. But this person toured with Meatloaf for some years.
Oh, wow.
So they know Meatloaf personally. And they said Ellen Foley did the vocals on the album Bat Outta Hell. But when Meatloaf was touring that, and when he made that music video, the performer was Carla DeVito. So there might be more than one sort of overlapping answer here.
All right. So he might have done it with several women.
Yep.
I mean, sung with several.
I can't take you anywhere.
Well, you know, you never know when somebody's just tuning in. And God, Scoots just said that Meatloaf did it with several women.
I just got off the phone, and you're talking about somebody with flame tattoo coming out of their woo-woo.
Yeah.
Here's a text that says, tell Scoot, be advised your lymph nodes treat tattoo ink as a foreign body. And they try to remove it from your body. Your lymph nodes will turn the same color as your tattoo ink.
Well, I can't even see my lymph nodes. I don't care what color my lymph
that's
nodes
so metal.
Are.
Don't you? I would.
You care about the color of your lymph nodes?
I don't know. Like, that's the kind of coolest, edgiest tattoo, the one that nobody can see. Like, I told you I was hardcore. My lymph nodes are tattooed. Oh, you're still tattooing your skin like a cave person? Get bent, man. I got rainbow colored.
And let's
lymph
not
nodes.
Start judging people by the color of their lymph nodes.
Here's a text that says, get a tattoo that expresses your final wishes. I'm thinking about getting one that looks like a manufacturing label and it says compost after harvesting.
That sounds kind of depressing. I mean, you'd always look at your tattoo and you would think about dying. So, no, I don't want to do that.
I think I never got a tattoo, not because I didn't want one, because I had a couple dumbass friends in high school who got some, and they were bad. One guy got a barcode tattooed on the back of his neck.
Yeah.
And it was supposed, then like the numerical code underneath it was supposed to say product, but they screwed up the code and it ended up saying something else. So he had this meaningless numeric sequence, and then he's got the barcode. Another friend of mine was under the influence of magic mushrooms, and he went and got a tattoo like all pastel colors, like bright yellow, bright green, electric blue, electric pink, and it was like this trippy wolf face.
Yeah.
And he regretted it instantly, like the next day. He thought, oh, God, what the hell have I done? And he wouldn't even show it to anybody because we all made fun of him. He eventually got it covered over with something else. But, I mean, we were 18, 19 years old when both of those incidents happened. I said, that's not happening to me.
Well, the first mistake there was doing anything under the influence of mushrooms.
Especially getting a tattoo.
Yes.
You're supposed to be sober when you get a tattoo.
Yes, you
so
are.
That you don't make bad decisions like that.
That's right.
Terrible.
All right, you got a comment? You got a tattoo? The Oakland Art Jewelers Talk and Text Line, 504-260-1870. And what's the justification for still judging people with tattoos? Happy birthday today to Billy Ocean, 72 years old. Man, I danced to a few of these songs in the 80s. And start out at a happy hour at 5:30. So I'd go home and take a nap after the morning show. Go out at 5:30. Wouldn't come home until daylight. Actually, I'd go right to the station. I'm Scoot. We'll be back on WWL. A sad note on the Scoot on the Air Rock Culture calendar for today, January 21st. It was on this day in 1984, Jackie Wilson died at the age of 49 in Mount Holly, New Jersey. He'd been in a coma for 8 years. He was part of a Dick Clark show at the Latin Casino in New Jersey. He had a massive heart attack on stage in 1976. And 8 years later, passed away. I'm Scoot on the air. All right, if you're on hold, hang on. We'll get to your calls. If you've sent in a text, we'll get to some of your text messages when we come back. We're talking about... Well, it's Free for All Friday, so we can talk about anything. We're talking about this woman who works for a financial firm, and she has sleeve tattoos, and she posted a picture on LinkedIn. It went viral, and her boss supported her and said, you know, roll with it, you know, just be bold and show your tattoos. And this was a real example of corporate America, serious corporate America, accepting tattoos. Do you accept tattoos? Do you have any? I'm Scoot. We're coming back on WWL.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Oh, it's such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.